A little emphasis on business news now, as we hear that the annual Norwich Lanes Fair, due in July, has been cancelled and, sadly for many, also the annual Bear Festival, as they cannot find a suitable venue. Better news, however, as a scheme is set up to make used school uniforms available at the old BHS shop in St Stephen's, which has remained closed for several years, is at last set to reopen with Poundland. A major summer event in Norwich has been cancelled for 2024. The Norwich Lanes Association has announced that the Norwich Lanes Summer Fair will not take place on July the 14th due to a clash with the European Championship Final. The event traditionally takes place on the second day of the city's Lord Mayor's Weekend, but this year lands on the same day as the final, which is set to kick off at 8 p.m. The NLA has explored moving the fair to a different weekend, but cannot reschedule due to the additional costs and prior commitments of staff. A spokesman for the Norwich Lanes Association said, "Obviously, it's a real shame that there won't be a fair this year, but due to the circumstances, it would be unwise to go ahead." The Lanes Summer Fair has skipped a few years over the last decade and a half and has always returned bigger and better than ever before. Here is to many more.
With its home for almost half a century closed for a Mayber refurbishment, a decision has now been made about the Norwich Beer Festival 2024. The annual week-long event takes place in October at the Halls, and it's organised by the Norwich and District Campaign for Real Ale Group, and volunteers serve at the various bars. It offers a huge range of brews from across Norfolk and beyond, and it sells around 40,000 pints each year. It's remained uncertain whether the 2024 event would be able to go ahead at a different venue, with the Halls closed for a multi-million pound revamp until spring 2025. However, it has now been announced that no suitable alternate location has been found. A spokesperson for Norwich Beer Festival said, "Unfortunately, the 2024 Norwich Beer Festival cannot take place as the venue for the last 45 years, the Halls, is closed for repairs until early 2025, and there is no other suitable venue. We look forward to seeing you again in October 2025.
Parents struggling to factor school uniforms into their budgets are being offered a helping hand at a Norwich shopping centre. According to the Children's Society, yearly school uniform costs an average of £287 per pupil at primary school age and £422 per pupil at secondary school age. That difficulty in affording the right clothing for some has meant 22% of parents have said their child received detention for breaking uniform rules, according to the charity's research. Despite a law being passed in September 2022 stating that unnecessary expenses should be cut from school uniforms, many families are still struggling. Norwich are being asked by Castle Quarter to donate any pre-loved school uniform that is in good, wearable condition so that it can be passed on to other families for free.
A city site that has been vacant for 5 years will finally be filled as a chain opens one of its largest UK stores. Poundland is opening its huge new shop in St Stephen Street on Saturday the 30th of March. The chain, which has more than 800 stores across the UK and Ireland, relocated from a previous location in St Stephen Street and also has shops in Castle Quarter and Anglia Square in Norwich. The new building was previously occupied by BHS until 2016 and Primark until 2019.
A new bus route will be introduced next month to offer services to people who live in new estates near Norwich. From April the 15th, Connect Bus will launch the City 5 service, which will be used to enhance its current 5B Eton to Stalham service. City 5 will run between Rackheath and Norwich City Centre via Salhouse Road, serving new housing developments on the route, as well as parts of Rackheath Village currently unserved. It will also operate along Gurney Road, providing access to Mousehold Heath, as well as serving Barrack Street, which currently has no service.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Mike and Christine for part two. So it's goodbye from Dorothy and myself, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.